Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and pleasant night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is making for a comfortable evening. Jerusalem and Haifa are experiencing clear skies, perfect for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the U.S. military has hit Iranian radar sites after drones launched toward the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Times of Israel. Also earlier this hour, Ynet reports that U.S. forces targeted Iranian coastal sites following the launch of drones, escalating tensions in the region. Also this hour, Hezbollah's veto has broken Lebanon and blocked the Iran deal, reports JNS from earlier today. Separately from earlier today, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel, according to the Forward. And finally, from earlier reporting, Axios states that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, aiming to facilitate a larger peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago about the U.S. military strikes on Iranian radar sites following drone launches. Ynet Global wrote earlier today about the U.S. military's actions against Iranian surveillance sites near the Strait of Hormuz. ME24, a Middle Eastern news outlet, reported just minutes ago that Iran launched several drones toward the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. military's action. The Times of Israel reports that the strikes targeted Iranian radar sites after drones were launched toward the Strait of Hormuz. This move marks a significant escalation in U.S.-Iran tensions. Civilians in the region are likely to be concerned about potential fallout. Turning to Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon, JNS explains that Hezbollah's veto on government decisions has been a long-standing issue, effectively holding Lebanon's foreign policy hostage. This development further complicates any potential diplomatic resolutions involving Iran. The Lebanese people face continued instability as a result. Meanwhile, Axios reports Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu and aims to open doors for a broader peace deal with Iran. The ceasefire could bring temporary relief to border communities. On the economic front, first, NVIDIA and Google are reportedly in discussions with Israel about dollar-based tax payments, according to Tech. This could ease the pressure of the strong shekel on these tech giants and aid the government's foreign currency debt servicing. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions across Israel, including cities like Tel Aviv and Beersheba. This indicates a dynamic property market despite broader economic challenges. And finally, Ynet Business reports a growing brain drain in Israel's high-tech sector as thousands of developers leave the country. The Innovation Authority warns this could impact future R&D activities and capital investment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.